The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at Visa, the sports betting network, Visa.com, the Visa app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin in the hizzy as well. Jason Weingarten coming up later on the show. I'm going to say about 10 minutes on him screaming about how Nick Gates isn't a comeback player of the year finalist. We'll try to swerve him off that topic if we can. From under a cloud of smoke, looking forward to that. Will,
you know what, though? Now that we're doing finalists, I'm a little upset he's not a finalist. Like, this is the...
That's true.
This give is him, like, right, like, right. Give him the finalist at least. Like, let him have that.
So who would you have kicked out, Barkley, McCaffrey, or Geno?
McCaffrey.
Sorry, Christian. You're one of the greatest players in the NFL, and I know you had a terrible injury, but we're going to go with this
guy. Or if we're going to, like, or it would be a chance to realign how this award works, right? And you take Geno out and put him in, and then you could be like, we're actually going to go with coming back from something.
Here's what they should do. They should go to Nick Gates, and they said, look, we're going to name the comeback player of the year, the Alex Smith Nick Gates Comeback Player of the Year Award. You're not going to be a finalist. You're not going to win it, but you're going to be on the trophy. How about that? Because those, I mean, honestly.
You're still going to make him a finalist.
Still got to make him a finalist.
I'm actually getting heated about this now.
Like, we'll put you on the trophy, but you only finished in fourth place.
You finished fourth.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Okay, well, we want to do this at the top here because Mike Pritchard is going to join us. So we mentioned, and I was mentioning the mock draft from Mel Kiper, how he's got four quarterbacks, including Anthony Richardson of Florida, going to Carolina at number nine. Yes, we're already in mock draft season because we can't wait to bet on the draft. But I mentioned that Jackson Smith and Njigba, he has slotted going to the Jets at 15, I believe it was, who I think is going to be phenomenal. And he has Jordan Addison going to the Giants, I believe, at 25, I want to say.
Wherever in the 20s they're at.
Jordan Addison, who was at Pitt, and then someone made him an offer he couldn't refuse, let's say. And he went over to USC. He went to USC. So here are the odds to be the first wide receiver drafted in the NFL. You could bet these already. I love it.
Which DraftKings just posted in the past day or two.
Go on with your bad self, DraftKings, with this. Jordan Addison plus 120. Why can't I say that? Jordan Addison is plus 120. He's the short shot to be the number one wideout drafted. Max Duggan's favorite receiver, Quentin Johnson, plus 150. Quentin Johnson at plus 150. And then there's Smith Njigba at plus 250 from Ohio State. I mentioned three of that list, everybody else 9-1 or longer, because back in 1991, ladies and gentlemen, the top three wide receivers drafted, Detroit Lions at number 10 took Herman Moore, and then it became a run on wide receivers. The Cowboys took Alvin Harper at 12, and the Falcons took Mike Pritchard at 13. Mike Pritchard joins us now, ladies and gentlemen, co-host of VSiN's Pro Football Blitz. How you doing, Pritch?
I'm doing well, Gil and Kelly. Great to be with y'all. You know, actually, I was on the clock with the Cowboys with Alvin Harper.
Were you really?
Yeah, I got a call. Hey, you want to do a pre-draft deal? And I didn't know what the hell was going on. And I'm like, my agent was telling me, don't do a pre-draft deal. So we said no. And they said, okay, Alvin Harper. So we actually got a 3-year contract. So I got the free agency sooner than Alvin Harper did.
Oh, wait, so explain that to me. So a pre-draft deal would have been what at the time?
Well, there was a 4-year contract, right? And so because of Reggie White and anticipation of true free agency on the horizon, my agent gave me great information. Says, no, you don't want to sign a 4-year deal. You want to do a 3-year contract if you can. You could get to a restricted free agency status, and therefore you can hit the market. And then really cash in with that second contract. So we said no. Could have had a ring.
I was going to say, that's the big question, right? Are you, as you look back on that, are you like, oh man, it could have been me and Michael Irvin winning those titles.
Oh man. And the White House too, though, Gil.
Yes.
I mean, everything else that comes along with it. No, I couldn't have handled that. I couldn't handle that. But my bank account thanks me for that decision, though.
Tomato, tomato, Mike. You know, priorities. Yeah. Well,
yes.
Yeah. Okay, so by the way, you watch, I assume you watch some of these wide receivers. If you don't, you can tell me. But from what you have seen of the likes of Jordan Addison, Quentin Johnson, and Jackson Smith and Njigba, do you have a favorite being a wideout yourself?
Yeah, I do. Smith and Njigba is incredible.
Me too.
You know, just coming off the injury, though, I wonder how he's going to run. And I think that's what's going to determine this draft selection. I saw Jordan Addison up close and personal at the Pac-12 championship game out here in Vegas. And I thought he was taller than, you know, when I, on first appearance on the field. But if he runs very, very well, I mean, he's a polished athlete as well. Quentin Johnson, he's a tree. And you know the National Football League, they like those bigger targets, the catch radius. But I think from an overall game-breaking ability and what we saw from Garrett Wilson, I mean, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, that guy, even Olave too, right? I mean, I think there's a favor on Ohio State receivers right now in the National Football League.
Who was it? They were interviewing Olave and I want to say Garrett Wilson, both.
I was just going to
bring this up. And they're like, which one of you, and then Njigba was sitting there too, and they're like, which one of you is the best wide receiver? And they all point to Smith-Njigba. They're like, that dude.
Right, yeah.
That says it all.
He's incredible.
He's incredible. What a Rose Bowl that was. My God. All right, Mike, obviously, let's talk about the championship games. Let's begin with the NFC. San Francisco 2.5-point dogs at the Philadelphia Eagles. Where do you stand on this game, sir?
Well, you know, I like San Francisco to go to the Super Bowl. I've liked them to go to the Super Bowl all year long, even with Trey Lance out the gate at quarterback. I thought that defense was going to be able to hold them in games, but that defense played beyond expectations. In my opinion, they are unworldly. When you have an edge rusher like Bosa, and then you have Warner and Greenlaw in the middle, right there at linebackers, Hufanga too at safety. I mean, they all three levels, they are spectacular. I'm talking about with all pros. And you don't always find that. You know, you find that with unbelievable defenses. And so, you know, the Eagles, they primarily are a perimeter football team, whether it's a running game or certainly with throwing a football. I do think the Eagles have a few matchups that they could exploit, and that's A.J. Brown. And that's why I was looking at some of his props for this game. You know, over 69.5, DraftKings has this. It's minus 130, though. You're going to have to pay up a little bit but for that one. But Devontae Smith on the outside, he's at 65.5. So think about that. A.J. Brown, who is a pure game breaker, a mismatch, if you ask me, at 69.5. But then you have Devontae Smith at 65.5. That's lofty. But certainly looking at those props there for that matchup, because I think the Eagles can exploit that a bit.
That's interesting, because we did a segment yesterday, the first segment, where I talked about some of the Bill Barnwell analytics and how Dre Greenlaw and Fred Warner, how those two linebackers specifically cover the middle of the field for the Niners. Number one in the league in terms of just shutting down tight ends and wideouts in like the seven of 15 sort of vertical, they delineate 15 different sort of vertical lanes on a football field, and right in the middle, they just destroy. And so he was sort of saying how that's an advantage. I've heard you say that as well this week, haven't I, about those two guys?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the speed, essentially San Francisco plays with seven defensive backs because of the speed of Greenlaw and Warner. But those are linebackers, right? But they run like defensive backs. So they cover up so much ground. And one of the things that Dallas could not combat is, you know, backs out of the backfield or tight ends underneath or shallow crosses underneath those linebackers, because the linebackers were getting so much depth and they were actually robbing any in-cutting routes from the receivers and tight ends. And that made things difficult, life difficult for Dak, and he had to throw to the outside. And I was shocked at Kellen Moore not getting to matchups on the outside of numbers. I think the Eagles can get to that if they don't exploit the middle of the field, meaning shallow crosses with the tight end Dallas Goedert or Sanders or any type of running back out of the back. But I think the Eagles have that part in their offense. We'll see if they can get to it to hold those linebackers shallow, to get those basic crosses and deeper crosses in the middle of the field. If they can't, then like I said, A.J. Brown was brought there for a reason, and I think there could be a matchup in particular against Ward. And so if you can feature that one for the Eagles, then that's what I'm looking at, a receiver prop for A.J. Brown.
All right, and then the Bengals and the Chiefs, obviously the injury concerns, that's the understatement of the world, about Patrick Mahomes. Are you reading tea leaves one way or the other here, Pritch, or are you just – would you recommend just waiting to bet this in game? I mean, we talked about Todd Wishnev on the Megapod said with the Bengals and the Bills, if you didn't believe anything pre-flop, just wait for the first, you know, drive and you'll see. And that exactly is what manifested. Then you just pound the Bengals. They were like minus 105 or minus 125, somewhere in that range, after they went up 7-0 and had the football. Do you just play this game that way and take a minute to look at Mahomes?
Yeah, I think you do. You know, the Bengals as a dog when it first came out, I mean, that was something that was attractive, but obviously it's flipped. But I don't know if this line is going to really move until, you know, you're going to get the did not participate practice report on Patrick Mahomes. You're going to get that all week. You're going to get the speculation about, you know, he's not going to go, you know, it's worse than worse feared, right? All this stuff, all this drama. But Patrick's going to play. And the thing is he's going to be a pocket passer, though. He's not going to be Patrick Mahomes, the air raid guy, the guy that escapes the pocket, the guys that, you know, the guy that turns into a point guard out there on the football field. We're not going to get that. We're going to get a stationary target or a stationary guy. The matchup to me is stopping Travis Kelce, though. And can the Bengals do that? I think the Chiefs are going to hide Travis. I think they're going to make him in different positions, H-back, running back, and all kinds of scenarios in which they could feature him. And then, therefore, help Patrick get the ball out of his hands quickly enough. So I think we could have a lower scoring game on top of that. But I expect Patrick to play, and obviously he's going to be compromised in that game.
All right, so your favorite bet then is the prop on A.J. Brown in the first game?
Yeah, A.J. Brown, the prop in the first game. The second game, I'm waiting for that line. I could go in game. I know some people that has already teased it. I'm not looking to do that yet. I do want some more information about Patrick, but I think Travis Kelce could go off as well.
Okay. All right. Mike Pritchard, everybody, at M.I. Pritchard on Twitter, co-host of VSiN's Pro Football Blitz. Always a pleasure, Mike. Enjoy the games this weekend.
You guys do the same. My pleasure as always, Gil. Thank you.
Mike Pritchard always reveals a little nugget every week he's on with us. Could have been.
Love talking to Pritchard.
Could have been the Cowboys wideout instead of Alvin Harper.
Yeah.
In multiple Super Bowls, but his...
Got that money, though.
But his bank account worked out better. Interesting. Kelly on golf. Where will Aaron Rodgers play next?
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data.
Splitting bets.
Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? The betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way. Too many to count. VSiN is here to make you smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. Kelly, you know when I lost my voice for those 48 hours? I am still not at 100%.
Yeah, neither am I.
Still not. It's interesting.
Don't know what that's about.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I'm up to 97%.
I'm going to go 93.8.
Okay. But at least like once a day I have a moment, right? Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
You know,
like
we have you know a moment? What, you know what would help? Not talking for 2 hours straight every day.
Yeah, yeah, that would help. Yeah. Yesterday I did about 5. So, yeah, it's, yeah.
By the way, you know, there's so much stuff happening this morning that we didn't even get to our pro tip from the first hour.
Yeah, we didn't. It's a lot going on.
So why don't we do it now? And this is really, this is the obvious one. Again, we will say this forever on this show. Don't read too much into the odds when it comes to award voting. Some of us who look at this stuff every day can get blinded by that. Remember my story with my buddy in San Francisco about Brandon Crawford. It was the year that Harper won it. And I had a Juan Soto ticket at 100-1. He ended up finishing second. We never, ever mentioned Brandon Crawford. I was on a trip to San Francisco. A friend of mine doesn't really bet. He's like, so Gil, Brandon Crawford's going to be MVP, right? And it opens your eyes because Brandon Crawford wasn't anywhere on any board. He was triple digits. He finished third. Same thing when I was talking about with the Dan Campbell at plus 175, Daboll at 31, and Rivera at 100-1. They don't reflect reality. Your pro tips, all at VSiN.com, searchable at VSiN.com. One every hour, that's at least 20 a day for VSiN Pro subscribers only. Ladies and gentlemen, a man of many talents, the funniest man in any room, at not the Will Hill, VSiN contributor, Will Hill. How you doing, Willie?
Gil, what's going on? A little surprised to see Sirianni isn't even in the mix. I know we spent all this time talking about these awards, and you know, it's funny. It's almost like Christmas morning. You get to open the presents, and man, it's too bad we have to wait 2 weeks. I'm dying to see who actually wins these awards.
And yet, do you agree with me that if they had ended up 16-1,
yep,
it's clearly his, right? So it's just, they happened to, you know, Jalen Hurts got hurt. So Minshew played a couple games. Their record becomes more mortal, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, it's open to everybody now.
100%. I'll go a step further. 15-2. And look, I don't know why those records are, but 15-2 is just such a wow. 15 wins, two losses. Yeah. That's such a dominant record. 16-1. It's automatic. 14-3. You lost two out of your last three. You know, 17.5 point favorites to the Giants. You only won by six. That's just enough to, I guess, bump them out of the top three. And it is strange how they list five, then it's down to three. I see some places Tyreek Hill is a finalist, but other places he's not. It's a little strange, but
yeah, Tyreek got shut out, I guess, huh? Yeah.
But he's listed at some places as being a finalist.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true, though, because there's only three finalists, right? So,
right.
And I don't think it's him. What are your biggest positions? I think I know, but just for a refresher.
Dable's the big one. And I had a lot of it through the course of the season. And I was on with you. It was right around a month ago. It was the week of Christmas. And the Giants were whatever they were, -500 to make the playoffs. The Lions were +175. And I remember texting like, Dable being 30-1 and Campbell being the short shot at +175 makes no sense. I actually drove to the sports book to bet it. It went to 20-1, and I was like, you know what? I'll just bet on some other stuff, and I left. So if he wins, I'll make a lot of money, but I'll still, of course, be annoyed that I didn't make more.
That is all. By the way, let me just stop you right there. That is such a great – we've made this point before talking about sports betting for the thousands of hours we have. But isn't that the – that's the mind meld, I'll use that word. I went with meld, Kelly, of sports betting, which is – you could win this, and if you win this, you will have some self-loathing because you could have done this. You know, you could have pounded it more, you weren't quick enough to get, like, whatever it is, it's like we're never truly happy, it seems.
And there's some, you know, there's some humor in that, but it's also, like, on a serious note, that it's really not good for your mental health.
So, no.
Like, look at it. There's two things that can happen when you make a bet. You lose, and you're not happy about that. Or you win, and you're annoyed you didn't bet more or whatever. Then you're not happy with that. It's like, it's not a good way to go through life.
No, that wouldn't be. So we'll see. Because, I mean, I think we all agree, coach of the year, offensive rookie of the year, and comeback player of the year are the three where we honestly have no idea who's going to win in the end.
Yeah, it's a strange year for offensive rookie of the year. Purdy's obviously very divisive. People say, "Oh, you can't win with only five or six, you know, starts." What do you have? Five starts.
Five starts, six appearances. Yes,
cutting it close. What was it? It was the NBA when Embiid only played like less than half the season. I think Brogdon ended up winning it, and like Embiid was much better, but Brogdon had played in more games. It's it's tricky. In most years, he wouldn't have a chance, but this is a strange year.
But football is football, and he's a quarterback, right? So it does. Yeah, I get the NBA comparison, but that's the fly in the ointment here with that, right? And I actually think it's enough for Purdy. So we'll see.
And I do have Jefferson, I think, at 20-1. So like I said, I'm excited for these awards to be announced. I hope they don't sneak it to a quarterback here.
February 9th.
See, that's the situation we brought up before. You know, is it the Mahomes, the MVP, and then to give Jalen Hurts something, they go offensive player of the year with him.
Jalen Hurts or Jefferson, one of them is going to get skred.
Yes.
I just went Scottish.
It should be Jefferson.
It'd be hard to give it to Hurts. I mean, he missed two games, and then he didn't play well in his last one. You're going to really give it to him? I know Jefferson didn't do a lot at the end of the season. No. It'd be hard to see Hurts getting it, though.
Jefferson, monster. Just monster year. And then they prevented him. By the way, if Jefferson doesn't, it will be because they sat him in that last game, the second half, or those whatever it was, where he couldn't get the records, which would be nonsense too, you know. So I think he'll get one of them. Offensive player of the year, that is. Okay, what do you like then for conference championship week? What's your favorite bet?
I like you. I teased the dog Sunday night. That doesn't help anybody because the Bengals aren't a dog anymore.
Yep.
You know, typically you just tease the Chiefs and the Niners if you had nothing in pocket. I think there's too much uncertainty with the Chiefs. That scares me to tease them. I know Drew, you know, likes the Chiefs. He you know, he's picking them no matter as long as Mahomes is on the field. I'm scared off by it. I did bet Chiefs team total under 23.5. I just think the fact that it's his back ankle, you know, anybody who's thrown a ball knows – you know, the hand you throw with, that foot is the foot you push off on, you plant, you drive. I just don't know that he's going to be able to throw the ball deep. I don't know that he's going to be able to run. I think they'll be very conservative offensively. You know, they'll run the ball. They'll just, you know, short passes, things like that. I get he's got arm talent and he can throw off balance. I'm very concerned that he's going to be effective in this game. And that'd be too, you know, be too bad if they lost. Bets aside, I mean, think about it. Five straight AFC championship games. If they lose this and you look back and they only have one Super Bowl win after all this, it feels a little, it's going to feel a little Atlanta Braves of the 90-ish, you know, Dodgers, some of these teams where it's like you're right there every year and you only won one. It would feel like a little bit of a letdown, I think.
And I would agree with that. And it would firmly plant Joe Burrow into a side-by-side discussion with him at the same time.
Yeah, which, man, it's funny. It was like 10 days ago that they needed a miracle fumble from Huntley and a 99-yard return to beat the Ravens and a bunch of backups. Now all of a sudden, you know, they're the best team in the league. Burrow's the best quarterback. We're so reactionary, but hey, if he's in his second straight Super Bowl, you know, he's going to get all the accolades and he deserves them.
Listen, Will, I don't know if you know this, but a smart man once compared all of this to Plinko. So I'm just saying, that's how this goes. Okay, so those are your thoughts on those two games. What about NBA or college hoops tonight? Anything there?
Yeah, I should mention, I do like the under. I got a bad number. I bet under 45.5 and 49ers Eagles.
Okay.
I do think it's going to be a little similar to Dallas San Fran, where both teams are going to try to stick with the run. I think both teams are good at stopping the run. So I think we'll see, you know, both teams probably be a little conservative early. I think that's like a 23-20 game. That is a great football game. I mean, that's really just probably the two best rosters top to bottom. So I'm really excited for that one. As far as the NBA, I did bet the Kings and I bet the Thunder. Earmuffs, Kelly, but look, the NBA night tonight is a dreadful product, but these two teams are fun to watch. The Thunder and the Kings, they're fun to bet on. So those are two that I bet. And I bet Xavier in college basketball. You can get them 6.5. I don't know if there's still sevens there. They are playing UConn. And UConn's just come back down to earth. I know they beat Butler by a million points on Sunday, but you know their backcourt's a big question mark. Xavier kind of lollygagged their way through a game against Georgetown over the weekend. I think this game will come down to the wire, so I bet Xavier plus the points as well.
I love Will. He got earmuffs and lollygagged.
Yeah, he got me earmuffs in. I like the Thunder tonight, too. I think it's going to be a family play then here on a numbers game. But, Will, you disappointed me. No Magic tonight.
Play.
You disappointed me there.
I thought about it. I don't love laying points with that team. They just don't shoot well enough. That's a strangest team in the world, isn't it? They just killed the Celtics. Yeah. They struggle with a lot of these other teams. It's very odd.
Celtics.
And I did say it is tough to it is tough to imagine laying those kind of points with a team with that few wins. I understand.
Will, last thing. I had a whole discussion with Matt Cox about this, but since you were talking college basketball and your play on Xavier, and how UConn has fallen to earth, who do you trust in college basketball now as a potential future champion here this year?
Bama's really good. Bama is really good. You know, it's weird to think of them as a basketball school, but that is a really balanced team. But other than that, I mean, it's weird. The Blue Bloods aren't good. Duke, Kentucky, Kansas. Kansas is still good, but UNC, it's not the typical year for sure.
Jeez, if they had a Bama college hoops versus college football prop,
right?
What would the basketball team have been? Plus what in terms of winning a championship? Good God.
Oh, man, 20-1, something like that?
Something like that. Even more, probably. Thank you, Will. Appreciate it. Get your plug in real quick.
Twitch.tv/Gold Boys Network. Thanks, guys. See ya.
See ya. Golf next with Kelly and Aaron Rodgers next team. Numbers Game Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you're looking for a betting edge on football's big game, the VSiN experts have got you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an introductory offer of only $9.99. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to our daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests, tools like our betting splits, deep dive betting reports, VSiN betting guides for the biggest games of the season, where our experts break down brackets, best bets, and all the big game props. Don't miss out. Limited time offer. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today to sign up for only $9.99. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. That's a public service that I spell that out for you. VSIN.com/subscribe.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, how many times have you been asked that in your 5+ years?
To what? To spell VSIN?
Yeah.
Could you spell that, please? It's V.
No, I'm actually being serious.
I know
you people
are.
Have asked me that several times.
V as in Vladimir. I see. Just go
what,
through.
S is in Sasha? What are we?
Yeah.
I is in Igor. N is in Natalia.
The best is like a P, if we had a P. P is in pneumonia. That kind of thing. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. So many tweets today. Let's start with Mark Geiger, in-house attorney for a numbers game. Oh, talking about my Taylor Swift Congress comment. Again, Congress. Congressional hearing about Ticketmaster and the shenanigans and the botching of the Taylor Swift ticket release. Guys, it's all about the campaign contributions. That's why they have hearings. Chance for these politicians. Oh, he messed up his tweet. He goes, sorry about the unfinished tweet. It's about campaign contributions and getting a chance to get their pockets lined while putting on a false front that they're doing something for, quote unquote, the public. You're right.
So do you get the opportunity to look like you're the person who took down Taylor Swift, or you got to defend Taylor Swift because you're going after this company?
Yeah, not take down Taylor Swift. Take down Ticketmaster in the process. Be the savior for all 14-year-old girls around the country who got shut out of Taylor Swift tickets.
And if that's the case, because I don't know politics. Come on, I sit here and watch and talk about sports all day. But we're talking about that, Gil. If that's the case, then yeah, what Mark brings up is spot on.
You don't know politics. You don't even know Rihanna songs. My God, what a blind spot that is. Jason, Sparty KY. He says, no love for Hurts for MVP. I know he was hurt for a couple weeks, but come on, man. Yeah, I think it's Mahomes, man. I don't think you can give Hurts MVP.
Hey, he will be a great silver medalist in this race.
Coop, at third Coop, I got the right angle, +2.5 Chiefs. Then I cash it out. I can't do it. Houdet! I love it. He couldn't do it. I'm with you, man. Jeff Staples. I don't understand people actually thinking that Mahomes can be effective. His whole game is his mobility and throwing on the run. He won't even try that because of how easily a high ankle sprain is aggravated. They'll blitz him relentlessly. Jeff Staples, I'm with you, buddy. I am so about the Niners and Bengals. Murphy, 12800. Gil, Drew is definitely on a bad streak. You can't take Mahomes over Jesus Joe at this point. I'm on the Niners over the Bengals in Super Bowl at 25-1. I'm thinking now I'd rather have the Bengals over the Niners. Elvis Toast Passionate. Gil, any update on Charles Omenihu? He's a major piece of that line. Yeah, Omenihu, by the way, for those who missed it, Charles Omenihu arrested on domestic violence charges. I have no update this morning. He of the Niners, of course. Carl Neufeld. Drew proves that confirmation bias is very difficult to avoid and totally forgets that Mahomes' biggest asset is actually the movement and avoiding the rush, and that is the problem in this high ankle sprain. Also, Babyface Joe has won the last three in a row against him. Angriest guy in New Jersey, Kelly, says that he wouldn't care if the Super Bowl halftime show was the Beatles, although he doesn't use the word care. He uses a different expression.
I agree with Angriest Guy in New Jersey.
Really? If the Beatles showed up, if John Lennon came out of the grave and George Harrison came out of the grave and the Beatles played the Super Bowl halftime, you wouldn't care?
Of course I would care. He's embellishing a bit, but the point is still true. It gives me 15 minutes to get a fresh cocktail, do a couple things before I get back on the couch. It's still halftime.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Beatles. Scott C., so appreciate, Gil, your views on the Baseball Hall of Fame and Bonds, the audacity of the baseball writers community to revise history as they see fit. And then Johnny Ringo, I can't make sure, maybe he's making fun of me, I don't know. He goes, thank you for the quarterly Barry Bonds Hall of Fame update. So happy you keep abreast of the situation. Keep up the great work, sir. I don't know where he's going with that. I just do it once a year. I mention him all the time. Charles Chance Copperpot. You asked Kelly about his first Super Bowl memory earlier this week. Got me thinking about mine. First one I remember, front to back, was Super Bowl 23 between the Niners and Bengals. It was also my first bet. I lost to my cousin heavy on the Bengals. Let's run it back. That was the Montana to John Taylor Super Bowl, where at the beginning of the drive that led to the Niners Super Bowl win, in the closing moments, he says to his huddle, hey, is that John Candy up in the stands? Smooth. Let's see here.
I know it's only Wednesday, but I'm a little bit surprised of how many people we've had weigh in on that topic. First Super Bowl ever.
Everybody, you remember where you were for every Super Bowl. You do. It's a national holiday, man. Sparty KY jumps back and he goes, I call BS. He's saying Pritch. He goes, Irving would have made Pritch more money and having rings might mean something too. Everybody's going after people here. I think Pritch did okay. And this is, let's see, futures_bet, Gil, about the Brandon Crawford, your buddy who had Brandon Crawford for NL MVP. Well, that's happening now in Philly with people being shocked that Hassan Reddick isn't even a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year. He had a much better total resume than Nick Bosa. A couple more of these, Kelly. I'm sorry. I know we want to get to your golf here. J-Rock, two straight AFC championship games, Super Bowl appearance, has beaten future Hall of Fame coach Andy Reid, Mahomes three in a row. Beat the brakes off of Buffalo at Buffalo. Buffalo coach nominated for Coach of the Year. And Coach Taylor can't get any respect? I'm going to give him some respect, but I don't think he should be a Coach of the Year finalist. And FG1179, I believe he says, he goes, damn good show today, guys. Oh, one more. Stringfellow Hawk. Worst feeling. We'll end it on this. Worst feeling. The bet you lost or the bet you didn't make that cashed? Oh, I love that question. I've said it many times before on this show. There's something about human psychology. And it's like a stock market thing, too. If I say, and you know, this Upjohn company, they have this thing called Rogaine that's starting. This is back in the 80s. And if I say, oh, I think that's going to be a really a good stock, and it goes and it shoots through the roof, and you don't buy it versus just actually losing money on something you did buy, the worst feeling is the one that you didn't participate in,
yes.
I believe.
I don't even
thing.
Think it's close.
Actually. I don't think it's close.
Either. I don't even think it's close. Because I mean, we all know as bettors, if we're betting and we're winning at 59% of the time, we're doing a great job at it. If you're laying -110, right? So losers come with the territory, unfortunately.
Kelly on golf because the tournament's about to start.
Okay, so Rory McIlroy and Patrick Reed are at a driving range yesterday.
This is true.
No, this is the whole thing. I could spend forever on that. This is the tee gate. I don't even know what it was. Patrick Reed went up to say Happy New Year, apparently. Rory McIlroy completely ignored him. Apparently, Patrick Reed lightly tossed a tee, which there is video of now, which is not a throwing of a tee. It's nothing.
He lightly tossed
but then
tee.
The press conferences started. Oh, boy. Rory got a subpoena on Christmas Eve, apparently, while he was with his family from Patrick Reed's lawyers, because you may remember Patrick Reed is suing half of these guys because he's Patrick Reed.
No one mentioned Patrick Reed.
Oh, this is all going back now before Liv and how all this stuff started. It's a long story, but stuff is getting ugly.
I love a good golf feud. You know why? Because they're golfers.
Exactly.
It's like, come on, really?
I saw a great retweet yesterday. It was retweeting a tweet about the driving range incident. It was like, someone said, this is the equivalent of the benches clearing in the NBA and going at each other. Okay, so for the Farmers Insurance Open, which gets started in about 22 minutes, is first tee. Final plays that I did settle in. One outright I am rolling with in pre-tournament. That's it. One outright. I do think that the outright market, when you look between about 11-1 to the 30-1 range, I think is a little mispriced and a little thrown off by how well John Rahm is playing right now. So I'm really, there are guys I like there, but I didn't play any outrights with them. And specifically, I'm talking about Tony Finau, Will Zalatoris, Max Homa. I played them all, but in different ways. Played top 10s on Finau with Zalatoris, top 20s then on Zalatoris, Homa, and then Jason Day, actually, I played a top 20 on. He's been back in form recently here, Gil, and has good tournament history here. Guy I haven't bet in a very long time, so we'll see. Max Homa played in a matchup against Taylor Montgomery. First round leader action, if you're looking for some of that today. North course, you're going to see two options, North course and South course. Probably posted at your book. I took a piece of Brendan Steele and Thomas Dietrich, longer odds on the North course for first round leaders. And then we recorded Long Shots last night, the first new edition of Long Shots. And, you know, Matt Brown, he's real high on Keegan Bradley this week. And you know me, Gil, doesn't take much convincing for me to put a ticket in on Keegan Bradley. So I took a bomb top five on him, 12-1 on Keegs. And that's it, man. That's how we're rolling into the tournament. I will see how things go once the tournament gets started, maybe add an outright then.
How'd the first episode of Long Shots go with you, Matt Brown, and Wes Reynolds? Fisticuffs?
It was great. It was, I would say, a soft launch. We'll be developing the show as the weeks go on. You'll be able to catch us Mondays and Tuesdays. We'll be doing kind of a first look at odds coming out on Mondays and then further deeper dive on Tuesdays. And it's just great to see how this show has transitioned, Gil, from everything that Brady Cannon and Matt Heumann set up, 5 years ago at this point with this show and kind of where we're at now. We're looking to continue to build on all the great stuff those guys did.
It's Brady's baby. Let's give Brady a shout. Absolutely. All of our podcasts at VSiN.com/podcasts. Check them all out. Whole bunch of them, from Greg Peterson to Long Shots and beyond. Jason Weingarten next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashing the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits, like free bets. Never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resorts located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program, including exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager with BetMGM. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800 gambler, Skill Alexander. Two things. One, what the heck is with these Car Shield commercials? That's the first thing I need to know.
You know what it is, Gil, is that Car Shield is just such a fantastic company that we look forward to adding them as a sponsor of a segment coming soon because apparently they got money to burn.
How much are they paying Berman and Vivica Fox and Ice-T to do these commercials?
It is. I mean, we first caught it like yesterday, but
and
man.
And it's on for like 5 minutes.
Yes.
All right, that's my first question. My second thing, comment is, what a great morning. Like, what a great morning of just news coming down the pipeline as we're doing the show. Like, it's just great to be alive. We dream of this in the middle of July.
Yeah.
Where it's just like there's not enough time to put in everything. And so we want to just sort of squeeze in the Aaron Rodgers thing right here real quick before Jason comes on. Can we do that? Are we allowed to do that?
Sure. Yeah, well I want to hit the – hold on. I want to hit the NFL.com thing because to be further
– Yes, please.
– confusion or I don't know what's going on with some of these NFL awards. But what Will brought up about Tyreek Hill, yes, apparently NFL.com does have four players listed as finalists for the Offensive Player of the Year, and it does include Tyreek Hill.
So maybe somebody tied for third.
Maybe.
That's what I'm thinking. And maybe that person, one of them, is Tyreek Hill. I don't know.
Just feel like this release could have been a little less confusing.
Well, you know,
like coaches started with five, then got chopped to three.
It's an AP award is the thing. So everybody else reporting on it is getting it from, you know, it's a game of telephone at that point.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers' next team odds. Packers are the favorite, -125. Raiders here in Las Vegas, +550. The Jets, +650. Everybody else double digits and beyond. Let me just say this about the Jets. Their owner, Woody Johnson, has said, I will do anything. I'll do what it takes. Their GM, Joe Douglas, has been tasked with that, with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers talks about how he still thinks he can play at MVP level, to which Rob Gronkowski said, shouldn't he be concerned about winning Super Bowls and not MVPs?
Fair.
And then Aaron Rodgers doubled down on it. Peter King believes that if Woody Johnson is telling Joe Douglas, you should do whatever it takes, that it's going to take two first-round picks.
Yeah. And aren't we talking about an obscene amount of money if he comes back and plays with Green Bay next year?
He is going to be 40 in December. The beginning of December, he's going to be 40. I know Tom Brady has skewed our thinking on all of this, but he's going to be 40. You going to give up two first-round picks for a dude who's going to be 40?
This would be Packers or pass for me. I'm actually surprised Packers are as long as they are.
Anyway, shall we go to Jason? Or do we want to do Tom Brady again?
No, let's go to Jason.
Let's go to Jason. Jason Weingarten, everybody, the host of the Wide World of Weingarten. Of course, who has been on this show for years at Spreadopedia. Jason, how you doing, man? From under a cloud of smoke.
I was thinking about it, Gil. You just mentioned I've been on the show for so long. I think we should officially give me the title as the winningest better in a numbers game history.
Well, and you have determined that is the case?
I mean, I've been on since like the second day. And if you add in all my futures, it just puts me way over the top.
Yeah, I mean, I'd pump up my ego futures next to you, but you might be right.
I mean, besides you, I mean, obviously it's your show. I mean, as a guest, the winningest guest.
I'll give you the guest.
In a numbers game history.
Let's declare it right now. It has so been.
Okay.
It has so been declared.
It has been
declared. Michael Scott declared bankruptcy. It has been declared.
It has so been declared that Jason Weingarten is the winningest better in numbers game history. Let me just say this, Jason. Though it is a morning where I've already brought you up because the finalists for all these awards are out. And your guy, Nick Gates, is not, the offensive lineman who had multiple surgeries, is not one of the finalists for Comeback Player of the Year. Your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, you know, obviously disappointing, not surprising. Saquon Barkley, I just don't understand. Like, he was literally getting double-digit carries in every game last season. So voters just sometimes they get things wrong and narratives kind of run away. And, you know, congratulations to those three guys. It's not the end of the world, but, you know, I would have liked to have cashed a big ticket there. Surprised Brandon Graham didn't get any love either, but it's the way it is.
Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, Geno Smith, you were Comeback Player of the Year finalists from the AP. Any one of them can win. I think it's completely up in the air. Who is your biggest, right now, what is your biggest position that you're hoping gets home?
Eagles to win this weekend, and then some golf, but I can go through all my stuff real quick. Yeah. Let's see.
Let's go through it. Winning is better.
I actually had a lot of Academy Award stuff.
Let's get to that first. What do you like
have
there?
Have you talked about that at all?
No.
Have you been talking about the Academy Awards?
No, the Brian Ortega segment has not happened yet. When are the Academy Awards? February, right?
I have no idea. I was hoping you knew.
Okay, well, just a little quick Google search.
The 12th of March
is what
the sports book's listing.
Okay.
March? Oh, man, that's a long time. I thought it was like February or something.
Jason's like, I don't
know.
I
started betting everything everywhere all at once. It was plus money. The Fableman movie was the favorite at one point, and I was like, I haven't heard anybody talk about that movie. As far as I know, it was a flop. I guess because Steven Spielberg was attached to it, it was a big deal. So I was happy to fade that. I got Everything Everywhere All Together. It was 4-1, 2-1. Now it's like a -200 favorite.
-200.
I'm not sure it's gonna win, but I have to watch some of these other movies, but I can't really see any of these other movies overtaking it. Can you? Have you guys seen any of these movies?
I have not seen a single motion picture since 19. Like, I am so out of this at this point.
I am looking at the list that DraftKings has up. I mean, this is like this every year almost with the Academy Awards, but yes, I've seen one of these, Jason, Top Gun Maverick.
It's like Jason.
And that's just not winning, right? We could just throw that out.
It's like when Jason Kahn, I told the producer number seven, I was still like, Jason, I'm not going to see any movie. Really, Gil? You're not going to go see Top Gun? I'm like, no, Jason, I'm not. Really? He just couldn't let it go.
I didn't see Top Gun.
I didn't see it.
Well, no, Jason, I'm with you. Like, toss that one out. Like, this is the best picture. It's always like the artsy deep flick. Like, it's not Tom Cruise action movie type.
Isn't Brendan Fraser the lock to win actor? Do his numbers reflect that?
It does. He's like -170 or something, but I'm not sure he's a lock. Has anybody seen that movie?
Chrissy Andrews loves it. He said it was
phenomenal. Heard he's great. Yeah. I've heard it's a great movie, but I don't know a single person who's seen it.
Yeah, well, that's a problem.
I do want to watch this. Colin Farrell, I see, is +250. Looks like he's second in that in the betting market, the Banshees of Inisherin. I do want to see that movie.
They could just be making up the names.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, sure, the Banshees of Inisherin.
But that's him and what, Brendan Gleeson or whatever his name is. I want to see that movie. That actually looks pretty good.
Oh, Jason, what is your other Oscar play? Anything else?
Cate Blanchett to win Best Actress. I was betting her at even money, -110, -120. Looks like she's crept up a bit.
Yeah, -175 I'm seeing her at.
All right.
See, that's what they call closing line value in the game.
There you go.
Yes, they do call that.
Killing it. Jason, killing it.
All right, so the Eagles this week is your favorite football play? That's your thing?
Yeah, I mean, I know you're a 49ers fan, and I want the 49ers to win for you.
Someone
tweeted at you yesterday about some MVPs, some Super Bowl MVPs.
Yes, I do have a couple.
Kittle and Bosa?
Yes, I have Kittle and McCaffrey. Yes, but he got
I have Kittle and Bosa. Coincidentally, remember we talked about I accidentally bet the wrong Bosa last week?
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, so I bet Kittle too. I got like 90-1. I saw someone got 150. That was a great number.
So wait, just to be clear, did you bet Nick or did you bet Joey?
Oh no, I got the right one. Oh, Nick.
Okay, cool.
You got it right the second time.
Yeah.
And I totally agree that if the 49ers win, Christian McCaffrey's probably, you know, the MVP on the offense, more likely than Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
But if you're going to end up playing Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes, assuming Mahomes is going to be healthy in the Super Bowl, it's going to take a huge defensive performance. And maybe we're finally going to see a defensive player win. So I'm really, really big on Nick Bosa. And then Talanoa Hufanga is the guy. I want to get some money on him.
Okay.
I haven't had a chance yet, but you know, I like the guys. I like the defensive players who are on the field, you know, 100% of the time, basically.
10 seconds, Jason. Who do you like in golf?
Who do I like in golf? Let's see. In Dubai, I took some long shots. I took Bjork, Harding, and Lawrence, 125, 135, and 100-1. You know, someone's got to beat Rory every once in a while.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winningest guest in numbers game history, Jason Weingart. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it, as always.
Talk to you later.
At Spreadopedia. We've done all we can do. What a morning. Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.